Exercise 2, page 64. Speaker 1.
I once broke a long car journey in Nancy, in northeast France. What a pleasant surprise it was. It has a central square from the 1700s that has been beautifully restored. The architecture is Italian style, and it has amazing ornate golden gates at the corners. I also had the most fantastic plum tart there. Apparently Nancy is known for it. I'd like to go back just to sample that again. That's what I love about travelling, the element of the unknown and the possibility of discovering something new.
Speaker 2.
If you're ever in the Madrid area, it's well worth travelling the 80 kilometres or so to Segovia. It has as many historic sites as a city three times its size. There's a Roman aqueduct, a Gothic cathedral that towers over the whole town, and a medieval fortress which they say inspired the castle at Disneyland. I went in winter, and the mountains in the distance were covered in snow. It was like being in a fairy tale land. I kept expecting to see parties of knights chasing after dragons. Take sensible shoes, though. The streets are steep.
Speaker 3.
For me, the city that gives you the best taste of Scotland isn't Edinburgh or Glasgow, which are quite overwhelming, but Stirling. It has some interesting museums, a fantastic castle, and the church where King James VI was crowned King of Scots in 1567. I remember seeing the world's oldest football there. It's a nice green university city right in the middle of Scotland. So it's the perfect base for exploring the countryside. And unlike the bigger cities, it's pleasant to walk around.
Speaker 4.
It's not the prettiest of cities, because it was such an industrial powerhouse in the past. But Belfast is certainly a lively place. There are pubs there where you can listen to live traditional music and dance till the early hours every night of the week. It's had a lot of problems in the past, of course, but people certainly know how to have a good time there. And I think people are keen to change other people's perception of the city. I certainly left feeling different.